Phoenix is often described as a young city, but it does have a lot of history. Although, as the people behind a new book found out, some of that history is kind of hidden. Robert Malikian and Paul Scharbach are co-authors of Phoenix Past and Present, which shows historic photos from around the city opposite the same view from today. Malikian is an attorney and family owner of the San Carlos Hotel. Scharbach is a photographer. I met them at one of the spots featured in the book on Washington between 1st and 2nd Streets to talk about their book. And I started by asking Robert, what was the process like of looking for photos that maybe hadn't been seen before and then trying to determine which parts of the city they were going to look at?
It started for me with finding a woman in South Phoenix who had these unique photographs that had not been seen since the 1950s, probably. She worked in a store on Central Avenue, Photoshop, and she'd make copies for herself. She had many, many scrapbooks of photographs that neither Paul nor myself had ever seen before. So that was the start of the book for me.
When you were in the process of putting this all together and looking at the old photos and looking at what was there now, did any themes kind of emerge for you?
The more I looked at the old photographs, the more I discovered. And there's so much to see about the dress of the people, the cars, the style of the buildings. It just told many different stories of the story of Phoenix, which is a unique story of Phoenix, and there's a rich history here. And a lot of the buildings and a lot are hidden, and you have to go out of your way to find them. And that's luckily Paul and I had an adventurous attitude about it, and we went on the roofs of many of the buildings. We found many of the original original details that were still there, like the foundations for the radio tower on the Heard building.
Paul, when you're trying to find some of these things that are not in plain sight, like, how do you go about doing that? Like, how do you try to find what may be there, may not be there, but that is maybe behind something or hidden somewhere?
So the first aspect of this is we tried to find all the old photographs that were, you know, interesting looking or had unique value to them. The second wave of that is determining, is that building still there, or what is there? Is it interesting to shoot? Is it just a parking lot now? Is it the same building repurposed, or is it a whole new building altogether? So that's kind of the second wave.
So let's talk about where we are right now. We're at 122 East Washington Street, just across the street from a Talking Stick Resort Arena. And there's a very colorful blue building where we're standing, which I'm guessing is not how it has always looked, because this looks very new. Rob, what is it about this particular spot that has changed so much and maybe is emblematic of some of the stuff that you found during the process of putting this book together?
Well, this is a very good example, Mark, because this is a hidden history in Phoenix of an 1889, the second oldest building in all of Phoenix, a commercial building put together by heroes of Phoenix history that are long forgotten. It had a great location across from City Hall. They had the public plaza, or the gathering spot for the whole city of Phoenix, with a bandstand. So it had an excellent location here, and it operated as a hotel, we think, into the 1950s. It started about in 1889. It was built closer to the American Revolution than it is to now. And you drive by and you wouldn't even know it. It's a nondescript building, even ugly building. That has, a lot of the details have been taken away from it, but there are many in the interior, including a fantastic basement with all the original bricks and arches.
So when you're looking at, you know, comparing the photos from what used to be to what is now, I mean, how do you determine that a building like this, like, you look at it, it does not look like it's old. It looks like it could have been built 5 or 10 years ago. How do you try to sort of dig down and really figure out what this building is and how old it is?
The location of the windows and doors are a very big factor, because those rarely change. The roof line is very important. You have to get on top of the roof and look at what it was. But subsequent owners are going to maximize their money, so they're going to try to build as much as they're allowed to. And over the years, the zoning has allowed a lot larger buildings. So the smaller buildings that still exist, you can pretty much tell by looking at the old photographs, these are original buildings.
There's several examples in our book that we found a really great old photo of this great building, and we had no idea that the modern version, until we started digging deeper, was that same building. It had just been reskinned, just like the building next to this one, the Corix building. And so we found two or three examples in the book where we had no idea we were shooting the same building.
Now, in the book, you have a photo of this building, which it looks like it's from a long, long time ago, and it was like a buggy store?
So at the bottom was a hardware store, and at the top was a hotel. It was called the Central Hotel Building, and then Ezra Thayer had a hardware store at the bottom. And it's hard to imagine. I think that photograph was from the early 1900s, but right where we're standing here, Washington was just a dusty, dirty road, and people were going by in horse and buggy. So it's kind of amazing to think that this building has seen all that history.
Are we aware enough of what is left from the past? I mean, do we walk past a lot of our history?
I think we do. I think most people that walk by here every day would have no clue. They just see this blue building that looks like it might have been built in the 40s or 50s. We did discover some other ones that are boxed up just like this, nondescript, don't even have windows anymore. And one thing we did discover also in doing the book is we always talk about Phoenix has done not the best job at preserving a lot of buildings, but as we show in the book, there is still a lot that is still around, and we showcased as many as we could, and we're happy about that.
Something that I think is really interesting about this particular area is that we are right downtown. I mean, there's construction going on literally right across the street here. There's stuff old and new all around us. And yet, here we have kind of on this block, even though you wouldn't necessarily know it, two old historic buildings that really tell the story of Phoenix. It seems like that is something that maybe there is more of around here that we just don't know about.
People are just oblivious, unfortunately. There's no public identification of these buildings.
From where we're at here, from 1st Street to 2nd Street, this is the oldest continuous use commercial block in Phoenix. Starting in 1885 down in the corner, and then the building on this side, 1915, and then 1889 in between. So this is unique for Phoenix, where we're at right now.
During the course of putting this book together, did you guys find that there were parts of town where there was a lot of history, where either the city or individual homeowners or business owners or preservationists were really able to keep the historic nature of a building and not sort of hide it like we have here, but really use it to some degree, and, you know, so that people walking past would know, hey, this building looks like it's from the early 1900s, and in fact, it is from the early 1900s.
So I think the best examples of those are the historic residential districts, where the majority of homes are the historic homes. Most of them still have the original sidewalks. You can walk down some of those historic neighborhoods and see date stamps from, the early, the late teens to the early 20s. Anything downtown, the sidewalks have been redone. So I think the residential areas are probably the best places where the majority of it is preserved.
Do you guys see this book as maybe more than just sort of, hey, it's cool to compare then and now? I mean, do you see this as something more than that?
We've become a magnet for historic stories. Paul and I, people have been coming to us with many, many connecting stories of families in the past.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have two hopes, that it makes, you know, people aware of stuff more than just, you know, like you said, looking at the cool old photo and comparing it to the new one. But you do hope that it's more than that, and that it makes people aware and makes them start looking around as well. Maybe they start looking around more when they're walking down the street after looking at the book, stuff they didn't even know about before. So that would be an interesting and good byproduct of it.
Paul Scharback is a photographer. Robert Malikian is an attorney and family owner of the San Carlos Hotel. They're also the co-authors of the book, Phoenix, Past and Present.